Welcome to Central Coast Voices, a program addressing the ramifications of change and how today's choices will affect tomorrow's community. This program is an extension and production of Action for Healthy Communities and provided in collaboration with KCBX. It's made possible through underwriting by Joan Giller Sargent. I'm your host, Chris Kington Barker. On Saturday, January 21st, the Women's March on Washington will take place one day after the inauguration of President-elect Donald J. Trump. A local event will be held in San Luis Obispo in solidarity with the Washington March. This is a pro-peace movement and an inclusive march. Today I'll be talking with local organizers and leaders of the San Luis Obispo event. And my guests today are Don Addis, co-founder and organizer, and Andrea
Hmelik.
You're going to teach me this.
Hmelik. I will. By the end of this show,
Hmelik.
I will.
I love that. Who is co-organizer and outreach coordinator. Today's show is live, and we invite you to also join our conversation with your comments and questions, and you can do that by calling us at 805-781-3875. Again, that's 781-3875. And ladies, I want to thank you very much for coming on today.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, there's been a lot of interest in this event, and I think a lot of questions and maybe a lot of misconceptions about it. So good topic for today. So why don't we start off by having you talk a little bit about how this got started?
Yeah, so it got started right after the election. Thinking about, do I want to go to Washington? I saw the National March in Washington and started thinking to myself, do I want to go to Washington or do I want to do something locally in San Luis Obispo with friends and family and people that I know by association? And would people in San Luis Obispo be interested in something like this? So I immediately texted Jen Ford, one of our co-founders, and said, hey, you want to organize and march together? And we just started planning for there right away. Andrea got in contact with us and said, you know, I have all these phenomenal skills. And we welcomed her on board. And then from there, Terry Perry and Pat Harris got involved. And we formed this dynamic team. And I'll tell you that I didn't really think that many people would be interested in coming out. I thought, well, maybe we'll get 50, 60, 100 people. And now we have, I would say, very close to 3,000 that are registered on Eventbrite. So it's really struck a nerve here on the Central Coast.
And this, now this, it originally, the original Women's March was established for Washington. It has to do with what? I mean, obviously, it is around the inauguration. It's somewhat of a movement around the inauguration. Is it a protest against Trump?
It's not an anti-Trump protest. It was started by a grandmother in Hawaii who contacted her friends similarly, very grassroots movement, and said, hey, you know, let's go to Washington. Let's march on Washington. And so from there, it grew and the national organizers got involved. But the reason it's not an anti-Trump protest is that it's really about coming together in unity with diverse voices and very empowered voices for what we want from the new administration. So it's less about one man or one person and more about all of the people who are joining the march nationally in Washington with over 200,000 people registered across the United States with over 250 marches in the U.S. and worldwide, I should say. So there's marches in almost every state. California has multiple marches, and then places like Nairobi, New Zealand, Australia, Ireland, England, Mexico all have marches as well. And so it's about citizens locally across the United States and globally saying this is what we want moving forward in the future.
So the concerns about the transition, the concerns about what happens and how we treat humanity, if you will, and the environment. Those are global concerns. That's not just, it's not a party affiliation. This isn't about a bunch of leftists who are trying to make a statement because they're unhappy they lost an election. I mean, I have heard that.
Yeah.
That this is kind of a bunch of whiny lefties, right?
Right. It's a nonpartisan march, and I would say if you believe in the ideals of women's rights, of human rights, if you believe in the ideals of people feeling safe in their bodies and in their homes, if you believe in the ideals of a climate where humanity can survive, then this march is for you, regardless of if you're affiliated with a political party or no party at all.
And go ahead.
And Andrew. I would just add that, came as a reaction to the rhetoric of the elections because it was very divisive. And people, excuse me, reacted to it. The march has been organized in many cities in a relatively short period of time. And even in that short period of time, it has evolved into something where, you know, there is a clear goal of we want people to think about how they can organize and actually do something after the march is done. So right now it really is for people who want to come together and want to get to know their communities and find ways how they can get involved going forward.
So this isn't, the purpose of this isn't just to be angry.
Exactly. And yeah, that's what I would say. I understand the outrage. We do have people who think that that this is just going to be a picnic in the park and that we should be doing more about expressing the outrage over where we are right now. But, you know, that is the easy part. You show up with a sign and you're upset. And then the next morning, that's my question, you know, what are you going to do the next morning?
So what?
We are trying to get people to think about show up and march. Is a great start. It is important. It is courageous. And think about, once you're done marching, what is it that you're going to do? Because these problems are not going to go away the next day. They're not going to be fixed by marching in the streets, you know. So we need people to focus on, okay, what can I do going forward every day, you know, when I wake up, to do that will make a difference in the end, that will make people feel included, and you know, that will make our own community better, a better place.
And it's much easier to come up with things that we don't want. So I had a conversation with a gentleman a few days ago, and he was saying, so, you know, don't bring a not my president sign. And I said, yeah, don't bring a not my president sign. Instead of thinking about what you don't want, think about what, you know, what do you want? Where are you going? And he said, that is much harder for me to really tease out what are the specific things that I'm willing to work for and work towards. Mm-hmm. And it's the first day, right? It's the first day of the new presidency. And so we really need to be thinking along the lines of, where do I want to put my efforts? And this is a brand new opportunity.
And it sounds like, you know, you were mentioning, Dawn, that you were surprised at how many people are going to be showing up for this. So it occurs to me, too, with that, that it's nice to know that there are a lot of other people out there that collectively can take action together. You know, we feel like our outrage or unhappiness about a situation, what can I do? Well, maybe you can join with other people in finding a way to productively make a change. And that one can be joined by two, be joined by 10, but sometimes the anger isn't going to get you there.
And I think part of the purpose is, and one of the reasons it's growing like wildfire, is that people are going to be able to come together and look at each other, right, in brotherhood and sisterhood, and say, I have people that are with me. I have people that are with me in hope. I have people that are with me in strength. I have people that are with me through, you know, what may be very hard times ahead. But they'll be able to look around and see faces and people that they can recognize or be able to recognize in the future and know that we're together. And I think it's just a very, very first step at mm-hmm. doing that, especially locally, right? We mm-hmm. have a small community on the Central Coast, and I just think it's phenomenal the connections that are being made around this that can continue to be made.
So tell me a little bit about the day, what it will look like. This is on January 21st. What does the day look like? What does it start like? What is the program and schedule like?
So we're going to start actually at 9:55 with a call to order. We have an African drum group that's going to help us out with a call to order, and then we'll start our rally promptly at 10 o'clock. We have a number of speakers that include the police chief, Deanna Cantrell, Erica Flores-Baltadano, who's a civil rights activist and local employment attorney. We have Rubia Siddiqui, who is the president of the Muslim Student Association, and then we have Courtney Hale, who is with Race Matters Slow, and they work proactively on race issues in San Luis Obispo. We also have our local former poet laureate, as well as Inga Swearingen will have a song, and local vocal arts trio will lead us off in song. So all of that will take probably 40, 45 minutes, and then we'll begin the march. We did release the route, so we're going from Mitchell Park through the downtown corridor. San Luis Police Department has been phenomenal in working with us to make this a safe event, and so we have a rolling police escort. So there will be rolling street closures for people to be aware of if they're going downtown on the 21st. We're bringing 3,000-4,000 people through the downtown corridor, then back to Mitchell Park, where we'll have music. We have two food trucks and an ice cream truck, all local people, and then a call to action alley, which I'm super excited for Andrea to tell you more about.
What is a call to action alley?
So we reached out to the local nonprofit organizations and asked them if they want to join us by having a booth or a table in the park. And we have about 20 organizations and groups right now that have agreed to join us. So organization like Rise.
Rise is going to have a button making station.
Yes,
so
will.
You can come and, we have some of our logos, printed out button size. So you can come and lovely if you'd make a donation, but you can make a button to wear during the march.
Right. Then we will have Planned Parenthood and Latino Outreach Council, Womenaid. There is a lot of groups. There are certain groups that are environmental. There are health clinics, There is minority outreach and queer crowd that's coming. And we keep getting more. So hopefully it will be a real alley where people can go and talk to the representatives to learn who actually works daily in their communities on making change. And then they can get involved if they like to and, just learn more in general about what these groups and organizations do.
And is the goal to have people hook up with and volunteer with these organizations, support them through action with them?
That is exactly what we are hoping for. And I would even add that I would ask people to look through the list. It is on our website, womensmarchslow.com. There is a, call to action alley tab where all these are listed. And I would love for them if they thought about what is it that personally calls to them? What is that one issue that they feel stronger than the others? Because we do care about all of the issues on the table, but per our personal life experiences, we connect with some more than the others. And I think that would be a wonderful start if people figure out, well, it is the reproductive rates, or it is the environment, or, it is the immigration, or equal opportunities for women, whatever it is, the particular thing that speaks to them, they can look through the list and find a group that is involved with that, and then they know when they come that those are the people they want to talk about, and they could find out from them how they can get involved, whether it's volunteering or donating or helping them with their events or whatever it can be, they can find out there. So that would be my homework for them.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Central Coast Voices here on KCBX, your public radio station. We're talking today about the upcoming Women's March in San Luis Obispo on January 21st, the first day after the new administration takes over. San Luis Obispo is joining similar marches across the country and other nations. And my guests today are here to talk about what the march is and what it isn't. They are Dawn Addis, who is co-founder and organizer, and Andrea. All right, tell me again.
Chmelik.
Chmelik. Am I getting better?
It's getting better.
Chmelik. co-organizer and outreach coordinator. I will get it yet. Your voice can be a part of today's conversation. This show is live and we are taking calls, so we'd love to hear from you, your comments and questions about the march or just about your interest in the whole topic and discussion about how you're going to get involved and what your thoughts are. Join our discussion by calling us at 805-781-3875. Again, that's 805-781-3875. When we talk about a women's march, it kind of the name gives the idea that this is women out marching, and if a man wanted to join, it would feel kind of awkward. So is that the case?
That is not the case. Okay. We welcome everyone who stands for the cause. We welcome all the allies. It is for women and men and children. I am definitely bringing my whole family with me. And it is, however, mostly organized by women. I think we talked about the number of marches. Dawn maybe has a current number. It's over 200 marches.
We're in the 270s now worldwide, right. And there's more coming online, you know,
all the time.
Yeah, some people, you know, we're down to the wire on people, you know, being able to really do the formal process like we've done. We are fully permitted and we have, mm-hmm. you know, we've taken all the steps, but there's definitely more coming online. And I'll just add, my husband and two boys are coming. So it's definitely not just a march for women.
It is not. It is, however, organized by women. And there is a huge network of organizers online who are working together. It is a very grassroots level, right? Because every town who is participating in our city is doing their own version.
Right.
However, all these people are communicating and they are, you know, 90%+ women. So, you know, it is Women's March for sure, but men are invited.
And San Luis Obispo March actually boasts the support of Rock Harbor Media, which we have one of the first male organizers involved, and they've just done so much. You know, I can't say enough about Rock Harbor Media and their involvement. But when we ask about, yes, it's mostly women, but we've also had a man with us from day one, really getting this off the ground. So I would say, if you're at home, if you're a man, if you're at home, or if you are someone who identifies as a man and you're at home wondering, you know, is this march for me? The answer is yes, it's absolutely for you, because we stand for more than just women's issues, even though women's issues are human issues.
Sure. And, you know, what about if people can't march, if they can't walk, if they can't march? Are there ways they can participate and not feel like they're being excluded from the impact and from the purpose of this?
Absolutely. So through your fundraising efforts, through people who have donated to us, which I would also say this is really completely crowdfunded. So we've raised, as of today, I think a little over $14,000. Not all of it shows on our Kind Fund page because we've been taking donations other ways. But because of the support of the community, we've been able to rent about 100 chairs. So we'll have about 100 chairs available at Mitchell Park. We'd really like these to be reserved for people who have issues with mobility, either due to a disability or age-related issues or an injury. So if you think that you want to stay at the park and you're worried about seating, you're welcome to stay at the park and wave a sign there or cheer the crowd on. If seating is an absolute must for you, I would say go ahead and bring your own chair. We'll have 100, but with 3,000 people signed up and growing, you know, we can't guarantee it, but we're going to mm-hmm. do our best.
And you have, you know, I was looking at your website and you've got different volunteer opportunities and requests for people, and you've had great response from volunteers. But when looking at your volunteers, you have people that are assisting people in getting seated, making sure that people who need seats are getting to seats, people that are in wheelchairs are able to get to an area where they can see and they're not having to kind of fight through 3,000 people or crowd of people.
Yeah. So on our signup.com, which you can get to through our website, we have about 114 volunteer spots. Last I looked, we had about 87 or 90 of those filled. I'll also add that we have two phenomenal ASL translators, ASL interpreters, who are volunteering for the event. So we're super excited to also be able to offer that to folks.
And I would just add that the volunteers will be in bright vests, so it will be easy for people to see who the volunteers are, and you know they don't have to hesitate. They can ask for help or ask questions when they see the person wearing a bright colored vest. And
we have a couple of calls, so let's see. We've got Carol. Are you there, Carol?
Yes. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Carol.
Hi, Carol.
Hi. Hi. Hey, I just want to thank everybody for organizing this. I think, like many people, I was quite devastated after the events in November, and this has really been very uplifting to me to be able to be part of this. I want you to know I'm having a sign-making party at my house on Friday, and I've got about 20 friends coming over.
Yay.
So I know you're going to have a lot of people.
So, Carol, you just were so excited to hear that, and you just gave me the opportunity to mention the Facebook page for signs, slogans, and ideas for marches worldwide. So if anybody needs ideas for signs, I'm so excited that you're going to do a sign-making party. If anybody in that party has Facebook, they can just search signs, slogans, and ideas for marches worldwide. There are some phenomenal ideas on there if people need ideas. Not that you have to, but...
Yes, and I've got some great ideas from that. And the other thing I just wanted to mention is... in order to keep myself lifted up, I've been trying to focus, too, on making positive calls to elected officials because, let's face it, there's been a lot of negative calls I've been having to make. So I try to make sure at least once a day I'm calling an official and, you know, trying to let them know I appreciate the work that they're doing. And that is helping me.
That's great, Carol.
And we have a local official, if you want to call and thank, our new congressman, Salud Carbajal.
And I have made several calls.
And he's going to be wearing a San Luis Obispo Women's March t-shirt when he goes to the National Women's March in Washington on January 21st. So if anybody wants to thank him for that.
That could be your positive call.
That could be your positive call.
That's great.
Thanks.
Well, thank you, and I look forward to seeing you on Saturday.
Thanks, Carol.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. And you had mentioned before we came on the air that Santa Cruz is having a walk. And also Monterey State.
So Monterey State is having a walk, I believe. The university there, Monterey State, Santa Cruz is having a walk. And then, of course, there's the three Bay Area marches, San Jose, San Francisco, and Oakland. There should be one in Fresno as well as L.A. and San Diego. And then they go almost all the way up to the California border. So if people go to womensmarch.com, they can search sister marches, and you can actually search by zip code.
Okay.
And find
the one that's closest to you. Okay, great. And let's take a call from Rosemary. Hi, Rosemary.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm calling to find out. I did sign up for the march back when it was, I think, less than 1,000 people.
Yay.
But I'm not very good on the computer, and I know that there are costs, you know, the organization costs for permitting and my rate amount of costs, and I would like to know if you have a P.O. box rather than something that I have to do on the computer. Some P.O. box locally for the San Luis March.
To make a donation.
I'm going to walk in.
Are you asking for making a donation, Rosemary?
Yes, making a donation, because I know there are organizational costs.
Right.
And I know they're trying to raise a certain amount of money.
Yeah. Are you going to be going to the march?
Yes, I've already signed up. I was able to do that on the computer.
Okay.
And I know my sister and my niece are going to be in Washington, D.C.
Oh, my.
But I'll be here. But I want to contribute some money toward all the organizational costs. And I know that there's something you can do on the computer. It's just that I'm not very good on the computer.
Let me ask you, Dawn, are you taking donations the day of the event? Is there some way that someone could give a check and have that be taken at the event?
Well, Rosemary, first of all, thank you for being an early adopter of the march. We're just elated that you're going to come. And thank you so much for asking about donating, because a march of this size does take quite a bit of money to put on. So at the event itself, we will be accepting donations. And in addition to that, we'll be selling limited merchandise, which is also a little bit of a fundraiser for us. So we're going to have Women's March t-shirts. We're going to have Women's March water bottles. And we're going to have Women's March trucker hats. And I specifically mentioned the water bottles because we are going to have refillable water stations there. So we're really encouraging people to either buy a water bottle from us or bring a water bottle with you. With 3,000 people, we think it'll be a long day. But just to be clear, you can absolutely bring a donation, and we'll be collecting donations the day of.
Okay. Well, you'll have like a booth.
Yes.
It is well signed, so I can see it above everybody's head.
Yeah, it'll be right there where we're selling T-shirts and, we'll be doing all of that kind of
that.
Okay.
I've been a local for 50 years. You bet. I'm going to be there.
And Rosemary, I'm really curious. Why is it that you jumped on board with this right away?
I believe in women's rights and human rights, and I think we have to make a stand that we are not going to just take it quietly, that we are going to make our presence known, not just on that march, but every day if we have to. Every day in some way, make it known that we will not accept people not being held equal. And that's not just women. That's all the minorities, religions, gender-identifying markers, whatever it is. We are all human beings. We are all earthlings. I really believe we have to look at our fellow man that way. And I don't like people being pointed out and saying, well, you're not going to be an American, or you're not a good American in some way.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that with us. We actually do have Why I March campaign running on our website. And, if you have, if you want to share your reasons with us for why you march, like Rosemary did, it was wonderful. You can go on the website and you can fill out the form. You can also read through other people's reasons of why they're coming and why they are marching. So it's just a tab, Why I March. You can go and contribute to that.
Okay, I'll look for that. But as I said, I'm not very good on the computer.
But you're very good on the radio. So
thank you, Rosemary.
Okay. Bye. Well, thank you very much, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to KCBX, your public radio station, at 90.1 FM San Luis Obispo, 91.7 FM Salinas de Paso Robles, and 89.5 FM Santa Barbara, streaming at kcbx.org. A local San Luis Obispo march in solidarity with the Women's March in Washington on January 21st will be taking place at Mitchell Park. This is an inclusive march, and we're talking today about how you can become involved. The voices you hear with me today are Dawn and Andrea, and today's show is live, and you can bring your comments and questions into our discussion on air by calling us at 805-781-3875. Again, that's 805-781-3875, and just like Rosemary a couple of minutes ago, we'd love to hear from you, and we're going to hear from Paul right now. Paul, are you there?
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi, Paul.
Hi.
Hi, Paul Irving here with Big Big Slow. And I'm bringing my whole family down and am very supportive of what you guys are doing. I think it's an important time to realize that we all matter. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Paul. We're excited you're bringing your whole family.
Yeah, totally. So one thing that that I did notice on my radar is that right after your march, there's a powerhouse concert going on at the Fremont Theater to kind of dovetail with your event.
I think there's a couple things going on. They're not planned by us. I'm hearing rumblings that there might be something at Granada as well. And we've heard talk of a concert at the Fremont. So I know there's going to be a lot happening that day in San Luis Obispo. We are asking anybody who's planning sort of an after party, after March party, to hold off until 2 o'clock because we've got entertainment at the park as well as the food trucks and the call to action alley. And we're kind of figuring with 3,000 to 4,000 people, it could take a little while to do the whole downtown corridor through the march. So if people can hold off till 2 o'clock, and then we absolutely celebrate the things that are happening afterwards.
Yeah, so this thing, it looks like it's from 2 to 4 at the Fremont, and it's got a big lineup of a bunch of powerful musician ladies. You've got Inga Swearingen, Kristen Black, Ruth Galito from the Kix, Shauna Marie from Captain Nasty and the Ignite Studio, Linda from Back Bay Betty, and there's like a dozen more.
That's phenomenal.
So this is going to be a fantastic concert.
And Inga's going to be with us right before that. So she'll be part of our opening rally. And then she'll be singing a little bit after that. We also have Samba Loca, who's going to come and be part of the march itself with us. And then we'll be playing music, acoustic music, I might add, at Mitchell Park afterward. So it'll be super exciting that Inga's going to get to go join that huge lineup at the Fremont afterwards.
Yeah, it'll be great. So thanks for what you do. I appreciate it, and I'll see you again.
Thank you very much for calling in, Paul.
Okay, you got it. I'll see you. See you soon.
Thank you, Paul.
So when we talk about, it's great to know that all of this is going on, and what Paul was talking about was United We Rise, which is a concert to follow the Slow Women's March, and it also has a speech by Mayor Heidi Harmon. So, I mean, it's really a lot of momentum around the march, around everything that's taking place, around get involved, right?
Yeah, I think it's a historic day in San Luis Obispo. I think it's going to be a historic day nationwide as well. And I think the message of pro-peace, pro-inclusion is really what's bringing people out. People want to start off on a positive note. And that doesn't mean that we ignore the issues that are happening. It doesn't mean that we don't take seriously the issues that are happening. But I think people also want something to look towards that they can be excited about as we go into the next 4 years.
That's a really good point, because there's a point at which, you know, you hear from people, if you're not angry, you know, and if you're not willing to fight and be angry, you're not involved, you're not taking seriously those things that matter. And what you're saying is you can be involved, you can take it seriously, but you can do it in a way that doesn't have to be angry.
And it's one of the unique things about the community on the Central Coast is that I think there's a lot of fighters here. Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of strong, empowered voices here. I think there's a lot of people who work for change every day. And there's a lot of different ways to work for change. And one of those ways is to do it with a positive voice and an optimistic outlook. And I think that message is really resonating.
So with the march starts at what time?
The march itself, like the actual walking part, about 10:40, 10:45. But the rally will start at 10. So
okay. So the rally, as you mentioned, you have about 45 minutes of people who are talking about different things, right? Go through that list again.
Yeah, so we have Courtney Hale from Race Matters Slow, which is an organization to proactively work with race issues in San Luis Obispo. We have Rubia Siddiqui, who is the president of the Muslim Student Association from Cal Poly. We have Deanna Cantrell, who is the Slow police chief. And then we have Erica Flores Baltadano, who's a a civil rights activist and local employment attorney. And I don't want to give away too much of their speeches, but I will just say that they absolutely align with our mission statement. These are empowered women who are working for important women's rights and human rights issues in our community. And I think they're going to be a phenomenal example for our young people, both young girls and young boys, and, you know, kids who identify as all different genders, to be able to come out and hear their strong voices and hear what their hopes are for the future and how we can all be included in that.
And I think the point of these presentations before the march is really to bring home these issues aren't things that happen in other places. These issues are issues that are for all of us, and we need to all be aware and vigilant. We can't say, well, we live in San Luis Obispo, not our problem.
And we really were thinking carefully about, you know, what are the voices that we want
right.
at the rally? What are
right.
the, you know, who are the people we want represented? And so I think people will find that they are diverse women, that they are diverse in the message that they have, but that they're also, you know, grassroots workers mm-hmm. in the community. They're people that you're going to see at the grocery store
mm-hmm.
or at your schools or at farmers market. They're people who are accessible. And so it's another way to say, you know, we're starting off this march with something important, but with people that you can access and talk to and, you know, find out what they do and connect with as
mm-hmm.
well.
And it may be issues that you haven't heard about before.
Yes.
It may be issues that, you know, aren't our personal issues, but something to be aware of.
I was just going to say with what Dawn mentioned about, you know, having speakers who can be an example and give hope to the young ones. And then was going to go back to the anger issue that we were talking about. You know, some people think that you need to be angry
mm-hmm.
to change things for the better. I think it's very important because this is a family-friendly event. I am bringing my kids, and I do hope that what they can take from it is not just see people being angry, but being passionate in a way that shows them that they can follow their own dreams and help those around them, and that they do feel included, and that they can reach out to their friends and make them feel the same way. So I think this is another part. It's just important about the event. You know, the anger is understandable, but we do hope that listening to people and finding out how they deal with it in their own world can help us to understand it better.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Let's take a phone call here from Diana.
Hello.
Hi, Diana.
Hi, Diana.
Hi. I'm just calling in because I'm part of the Together We Will in Cambria.
Wonderful.
And we had formed a few weeks after the election.
Uh-huh.
And are so excited that you guys have created this march for us to join in with. Also, we have an article in the Cambrian paper today that talks about the march and gives your website, as well as we have an email address where we will be funneling in information when people ask about the march. So we're really, really excited about doing this with you guys.
Thank you
Thank
so
you.
Much, Diana. We're very
You're
excited
welcome.
About Together We Will.
Yeah, us too. So thank you.
Thank you. We
Thanks.
Can't wait to see the article.
yeah, it's in today.
Okay.
Thanks for calling in, Diana.
You're welcome. See us on Sunday. Bye.
Bye. The website. And Rosemary, are you there?
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, hi. How are you?
Good.
Hi, Rosemary.
Hi.
Did you have a question or comment?
I had. Well, first, I just want to express my gratitude for you guys putting this together. I am so excited that our small town is showing a way to be positive and constructive about being involved in the political process and giving voice to some underserved communities. So I'm just really excited that you have the initiative to put this in place.
Thank you so much. It's really,
yeah.
I will say, I'm glad you mentioned the underserved communities, because I think that's something that really this is a launching off point as well for thinking about who are the communities on the Central Coast that we need to connect with, especially if we come from a privileged background. But who do we need to connect with in our community? And, you know, what do we need to really start paying attention to so that not only are we working for women's and human rights nationally, but that we're really opening our eyes to our own community?
Yeah, I think a lot of us are really frustrated with the outcome of the election in November. And one of the things that I had started doing starting this summer was to get really more involved with trying to create more positive change. And my son, who was 18 at the time, was actually a delegate to the Democratic National Convention. And he actually inspired me to run to be a delegate on our local committee, our Democratic Central Committee here. And I was just really blown away by how many people showed up to participate in that small election. And I just think that San Luis Obispo is really a leader in taking action, regardless of what party or area you're coming from. The fact that we have so many people on all different opinions and backgrounds who are interested in participating in making change, whatever direction they want to go. And I think that by having this march, it just underscores how important and how powerful each individual voice is. So thank you so much for all your hard work on this.
Well, thank you, and congratulations to both you and your son for being so active. That's phenomenal.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty powerful to see what, you know, a little bit of effort and inquiry, and I really admire the people that mentored him, and I'm now lucky enough to be working with them, and very pleased to see that people are interested in getting information and learning about the issues and using that information to formulate opinions. And I think that I'm really looking forward to hearing all the speakers at the march and learning more from them. So thank you so much, and I am thrilled to be part of it.
Well, thank you,
thank
Rosemary.
You.
Did you want to talk a little bit about...
Well, just in terms of what Rosemary said about learning about, you know, what else is going on, and the comment about underserved communities. And so in our call to action alley, we have a few groups that might be traditionally associated with underserved communities, such as Transitions Mental Health will be coming out to have a table there. I think we mentioned the Access Support Network. We mentioned the Latino Outreach Council. We also have WomanAid, who their funds go directly to support those in crisis. So if you're not familiar with WomanAid, that would be one. And then we have the California Rural Legal Assistance, CRLA, coming out. They're a nonprofit. So, I mean, when people talk about underserved communities on the Central Coast, we're going to have a lot of groups there that can help you connect with who those communities might be and how to start lending a hand.
Okay, great. And we have about 15 minutes left here on Central Coast Voices. So if you want to call in, I suggest you go ahead and call in with your questions now. We probably have time for a couple or three more questions or comments. And I'm talking with Dawn Addis and Andrea
Schmelik.
Tough one for me. And you can call us at 805-781-3875. Again, that's 781-3875. And we're going to take a call from Kevin. Kevin, are you there?
I am.
Hi.
I just want to say first thank you to all of you for putting this together. I can't stress how important I think it is that ordinary people who are not necessarily in mm-hmm. government, get together and manage to say what needs to be said. You know, you folks were talking about the difference between those who might be angry and those who are not. I'm not particularly angry, though. On November 8th, I did find myself deeply disappointed, very sad, But, you know, after the shock, I also found that you know, I'm still passionately committed, like so many other people are, to the future of a country with human dignity at its foreground. And I just want to say that I think this march and others like it form a kind of symbol, you know, that and symbolism counts. And it's a symbol not only of resistance, but of pushing a kind of virtue that and kindness that is important for us, particularly now when in the public sphere and in the voice of not only Trump but so many other people, we hear such ugliness. And I think what you're doing, it lends a path forward to people all over, not just San Luis Obispo, the country, but literally all over the world to be inspired by. So I think listeners shouldn't doubt the power of this kind of symbolism. That's pretty much what I wanted to say.
Well, thank you, Kevin. Well said. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
You know, there's been a lot of talk about the fact that it can be so isolating when those of us only seek out people with like minds. And, you know, can you speak a little bit about how this is an encouragement also to reach out to people who have different opinions to learn about that?
Yeah, I think that's a really important point, and it's one of the reasons that it's a nonpartisan march, is that we know that there's people of many political parties and people who aren't associated with a political party who are fighting for women's rights, who are fighting for human rights. I could go down the list of, you know, different people who feel like their rights have been threatened, and I would say they probably cross, you know, all different levels of society, as well as, you know, economic levels. And so I really think this is an opportunity to come out and join with people. And you may not feel the same way as every other marcher on every issue. And that's, you know, kind of part of the point, is that's okay. For this one day, we're coming together and we're beginning to talk with each other. And we're going to do that in a positive, empowered way, you know, not a positive Pollyanna way. It's an eyes wide open. We're going into some possibly very challenging times, and we recognize that, and we absolutely don't want to pretend that that's not happening, but it is an opportunity to start conversations with people that you maybe never had a purpose to talk to before, or never had an opportunity to talk to before.
Yeah.
And I would add that if we have 3,000 or 4,000 people there, you know, it is a given that not everybody is going to agree on every single thing.
Nor should they. Right?
Nor should they, yeah. Exactly. But it should be expected that people have different opinions.
Yes.
And I think this is why it's so important to get out and talk to people in real life and see where they are coming from. Because if we only talk to people about the one specific thing that we disagree on, then, yes, we're all going to be upset and hate each other because they just don't get it, right?
Yeah.
However, if you talk to the people in real life and you get to see that, yes, you know, we all experienced this and that, and okay, this one thing we disagree at, we still have to have the conversation on, well, we disagree, but how can we make this work? And so I think that, you know, there's probably people who feel like they are not welcome there, but I certainly hope that they do show up and that that we can get together for, you know, the purpose of fight for human and women's rights.
Right, right. Absolutely. And we're going to take a call from Charlie. Charlie, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, you had a comment or a question?
Yes, I just want to talk about, Charlie Blair calling... Actually, I'm currently in Santa Barbara, but I'm calling, representing Lompoc. The Lompoc Valley Democratic Club is going to have a women's march in Lompoc.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, great.
We're meeting at 10 o'clock, a sign-making party at the our headquarters, which is on South 8th Street across from the Southside coffee, and then at 11 we're going to march, go down to Centennial Park, and then there'd be a short walk from that. So Slump Valley Democratic Club is doing it, a women's march as well.
Okay.
We're also on Martin Luther King Day. There's going to be a group at the El Camino School celebrating Martin Luther King's birthday.
Okay, and that's going to be Monday.
Anyway, great. Glad you guys are doing this. I'm glad I have a board meeting in Santa Barbara, and I got it early enough to call in. Anyway, keep up the great work, you guys.
Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Charlie.
And I'm glad that Charlie brought up Martin Luther King Day. On the 15th, which is not actually Martin Luther King Day, but the night before, the People of Faith for Justice are holding an event. It's an interfaith service followed by a focus on nonviolence and nonviolent practices. And people are going to get to come together to do a workshop. And one of the reasons we wanted to mention that is the march does follow the six Kingian principles of nonviolence.
Absolutely. And this that workshop is going to be from 3 to 5:30, and it's called Nurturing Nonviolence, and you're going to learn tools and techniques on nonviolent protest and resistance.
And it's at the Presbyterian Church, I want to say.
It is, Presbyterian Church at 981 Marsh Street. And is there a pre-registration or people?
I do know that People of Faith for Justice has it on their Facebook and on their website. And if you could indicate that you're going on their Facebook, that would probably help them do some planning for that.
Okay. Okay, let's take a call from Michelle. Michelle, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Michelle.
Hi. I have a question about the wheelchairs, and I was wondering if I needed a wheelchair, do I have to register with you guys or reserve one?
You know, we don't actually supply wheelchairs. What we're supplying is folding chairs, and that's just for people to have temporary seating at Mitchell Park. So if they need to be seated during the rally, or they decide that instead of marching, they can be seated at Mitchell Park and wave signs, but we are not supplying wheelchairs themselves.
Okay, so do we need to reserve a folding chair, or will they just be there for us to come by and pick them up?
That's a great question. So we have about 100 folding chairs that we'll have set out. We do encourage people, if you absolutely have to have a chair, that you bring your own if possible, because we're not reserving them. We're just, we kind of, that's what we could afford. Yeah.
Now, is there handicap parking that Michelle can go to? And are there people that are monitoring those handicap parking to help her with getting from the parking to the seating area?
So there's limited handicap parking at the senior center, and those spaces are reserved for people that do have placards. And then there are, I want to say, two spaces on Santa Rosa. Remember that Mitchell Park is an entire city block. So if you park on Santa Rosa, that's a little bit of a journey over to the park. If you park at the senior center, it's a little bit closer. And then, of course, the parking garages downtown have handicap parking. We will have like a parking attendant that could, you know, point the direction. We don't have people that are necessarily supporting people with mobility to the chairs.
Is there some kind of a drop-off point that so people could drive up, drop off?
Yeah, great question. So the senior center parking lot is a drop-off point. We need to be extremely careful that we don't back up Bouchon. So if somebody is sitting in the driveway at the senior center, I would encourage you to, you know, round the block and come back, because we don't want to create a traffic backup on Bouchon.
Does that answer your questions, Michelle?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, thank you so much. And thank you so much for organizing this march.
We're excited that you're interested. Thank you.
I'm very excited about it.
Have you been to a march before, Michelle?
No, I haven't. This will be my first march.
Well, good for you.
I think you're in good company because there's quite a few people that are just starting to get involved for the first time and are joining allies who have been fighting this fight for many years. So it's exciting.
It is very exciting.
I'll just say a quick thing about registration because we've really been asking people to register. And we have a link on our website. It goes to Eventbrite. Registration is free. But what it does is it helps us do things like plan for how many portable restrooms we're going to have, which is important at a women's march.
Right.
We've heard from many people that having enough bathrooms is hugely important. And we're in a fortunate situation where we rented six, and then Harvey's Honey Huts, our local portable restroom provider, just donated four more to us. But we really want to watch our numbers closely to see if we need to get more of those. And then it also helped us plan with the San Luis Police Department for our rolling street closure and safety services, things like that.
Okay.
Yes, I've registered. I'm bringing my son, my daughter-in-law, my granddaughter, and I have two sisters that are coming up from Los Angeles.
Oh, this is amazing.
Well, great.
Intergenerational.
Good for you, Michelle. Enjoy the company.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you so much.
Thank
for
you.
What you're doing.
Okay, so people, you want them to register. They can go to the website where?
womensmarchslow.com. So womens, march, slo.com, and the registration button is right there when you get to the website.
Okay, great. And it's going to start at
10 a.m. is the rally, and we'll be starting to walk at about 10:40.
And about how long of a walk is it?
It's under 1 mile, and it goes through the downtown corridor. But people should plan that under a mile seems like it might go quickly, but with 3,000 to 4,000 people coming, you could be standing a while.
Okay, to get moving,
and while you're moving, with
and
that
because
many
you
people.
Have to stop on streets.
Yes, we do have the rolling street closure, but right, we'll need to be careful with any kind of oncoming
right.
traffic
and safety. You want people to wear reasonable shoes. They're
yes.
going to be in the park. It may
yes.
be wet
it may
before
be wet.
That. So
wear your tennis shoes.
Wear your
walking
tennis shoes.
Brings me to a question we've got several times, which is what is going to happen if it rains? The event is going to go on no matter if it's rainy or sunny or, you know, it's going to happen. So just dress accordingly.
Wear
a rain jacket. Bundle up if it's going to be cold, and we will see you there.
Yes.
And oh, and one other thing I want to make sure we mention is that we do have Bike Slow County is providing bike valet. So if you can ride your bike, please ride your bike, and you can park it at the bike valet for free at Mitchell Park.
And you can lock your bike up. There's a bike valet. They do watch your bike.
They watch your bike for
yeah.
you. So you hand your bike over, you get a ticket, just like a parking valet, and you come back and pick up your bike. And they're providing that at a huge donation to us. So thank you to them.
Okay, so there's great speakers, great music. There'll be some food trucks, family event. It is an event for learning for kids and for big kids too.
And we're a pro peace, pro inclusion, empowered movement. We want the administration to hear our voice.
Okay, I want to thank my guest Don Addis, co-founder and organizer, and Andrea Schmelik. I was almost there. Who's co-organizer and outreach coordinator. Next week, your host is Fred Monroe. We appreciate suggestions for future shows. If you have a topic, just send it to voices@kcbx. We've been sponsored by Action for Healthy Communities and KCBX, and made possible through underwriting by Joan Geller Sargent. I'm Chris Kington Barker, and thank you for joining me on Central Coast Voices.